No updates on injury report. We don't have to officially do that till Monday, so we'll wait till then on that. Any questions?
You cut a fifth rounder and a sixth rounder from this year's class. Any quick thoughts about that? Is that just a sign of how good this team is already?
Well, I mean, I don't know about all that because we haven't got started yet. But, you know, our goal is to pick the 53 best players. And, you know, there's a lot of reasons for that. You know, but we felt good enough about the 53 guys we kept.
Was it harder this year to figure out which 53 were at the top?
You know, not really. It's hard every year. You know, I mean, guys put in a lot of time. It's obviously a tough day, you know, for all the coaches, personnel, people, because, you know, there is, you know, a lot invested in these guys. And I'm not talking about just, you know, financially. I'm talking about, you know, time, effort, and, you know, on their part as well. So it's never easy.
Keeping all those defensive backs, is that just a factor of the way people play now, or is that unique to your roster?
Yeah, I think, you know, every year sometimes you're a little heavier in areas than others. I think some of it's, you know, we thought they were our best players. You know, I think, you know, obviously the fourth down or the kicking game responsibility, you know, I think is leaning more that way in the league. But, you know, we felt, you know, they were, you know, 11 of our best players.
Did your versatility at tight end, guys like Jacob Tammy and the rest of them, allow you to maybe keep less receivers than in a different year you might?
You know, it's always a tough count. You know, if you look around the league, you know, whether you're heavy in tight end, running backs, you know, we don't play with a per se fullback like some teams. So those tight ends fit into that mold as well. So it's just the style of play, and ours is of such that, you know, our tight ends work as fullbacks.
Talk about Dicer a little bit, even three quarterbacks.
Yeah, I think, you know, again, it's a key position in this league. You know, I think finding young ones to develop is not easy. Obviously, we felt, you know, he was one of our 53 top guys. So, you know, I don't think you can ever have too many of those guys.
Did he sort of force you to keep him in the end?
He earned it, yeah.
C.J. Anderson did enough through spring and just a one receiving game to earn that too, because he didn't let
him
expose him?
You know, we just, you know, like his ability. He has a young man's game. He's a, you know, we talked earlier about draft picks. You know, again, you're not really, you don't care as much about how they start in the race as how they finish, and he's a guy that showed very well in the time frame he had, and he's making good progress on his injury.
I asked John this too, but Quinteros played 52 snaps against the Cardinals. Did you just not see what you wanted to see?
Yeah, you know, we just didn't think he was ready. You know, right, wrong, or indifferent, you know, medically. You know, I think he just was carrying a leg, wasn't quite strong enough yet, and he needs more time, in our opinion, you know, both as a coaching staff and, you know, our medical people.
You, I guess, excited to finally get to a game week?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's, you know, opening day is, you know, always something special, you know, because, you know, every year you change as a football team. You've got some new guys, you know, people you play change. You know, we're excited about playing in the, you know, kickoff classic. I think it's an honor, and, you know, we're excited to play.
Does it help at all preparation that this was the last team you faced? I know that they've made changes, you've made changes, but you still have some.
Well, I mean, we played them twice last year, you know, so there's familiarity there on both sides. It's almost like a division team. You know, we know them, they know us, and, you know, they've changed, we've changed, and so I'm sure both sides will be excited.
Can you compare this year's roster process to your first year here, and how much progress you've made?
You know, I think we've improved. You know, again, we'll be as good as we work to be. You know, it won't matter much about what prognosticators say or what we think. It's just, you know, everybody's 0-0, and it's a whole new season, and, you know, that's what makes it exciting.
Looking back at the film, how do you think Omar did his first time out safety?
You know, you guys missed this, but he's been practicing there for about 2.5 weeks. So it's, you know, it's a switch we made, you know, looking at both he and Quentin. You know, I think it was a switch that was beneficial to them and us.
You told us not to tweet what's going on in practice.
Usually I might get a question off to the side, though.
I'm just saying.
I probably shouldn't have said that. I don't want to get anybody in trouble. I apologize. Whoops. Sorry. What's that, Chris?
How do you change up your schedule with this week and with everything crammed and with forming the roster so close to Thursday? Do you have to do anything differently than if it were just normal Sunday?
Yeah, it's different. I mean, it speeds it up a bit. You're going Thursday, but it's, you know, it's still 7 days. We're used to a 7-day schedule. It's not like it's a short week or, you know, a long week per se. So, you know, I think with cutting the roster down, you know, both Baltimore and us will get a little bit of coddling as far as when we find out, you know, the waiver clearance and those types of things, just because we are starting before everybody else. But, you know, that's been the case with the kickoff game, you know, over the last few years anyway. So it's but it's a 7-day week. It's really not that different.
Does just, it make it difficult for practice on Wednesday if you don't have your full practice squad guys?
Well, we'll have them by the time we practice, and, you know, they're not going to be eligible to play in the game. So as far as game plan meetings and those types of things, it won't be too, but then we won't be at a disadvantage.
John. In terms of mechanics, did you do a walkthrough today?
No. You know, we looked at even in the offseason how to handle what day was which. You know, today we're in meetings. We'll have some walkthroughs. You know, we kind of went through our process of picking the team yesterday. Question, Liz?
I know you like to stay in your lane, but Tim Tebow was released today. He won a lot of games for you. Do you think he'll get another shot in the league?
You know, I can't predict that. You know, I just know that, you know, I wish nothing but the best of him. As I've said many times, you know, he did a lot of good things for us. Was great to this organization and, you know, to this coaching staff, myself included. So, you know, I just wish him nothing but the best.
As you sit here, Coach, a few days now before the season opener, the temperature of the team, I guess, do you feel it starting to build here? Is there a difference from last year? I guess the tone down there right now as you guys get ready for week one.
Well, it's all good. You know, I like this team. You know, I like the way they've gone about their business, the way they've worked. You know, you got to be sick or dead not to get excited for opening day, you know, no matter what city you're in. NFL city. So, you know, I mean, sure, they're, you know, of course they're excited. And to be able to kick off the NFL season makes it even more exciting, you know, against the defending world champs.
Thank you.